100 years ago today, Los Angeles established its first aqueduct, bringing flowing water into Southern California. I asked USC professor of history Bill Deverell how the Los Angeles Aqueduct actually works.
In simplest terms, it's Los Angeles going up to the Sierras and getting a river and bringing it down here. They do it by virtue of a couple of very, very big metallic straws that bring water from the Owens River down here by gravity and drop it off in L.A.
Are we in good shape? Is there anything else that needs to happen, or does it need to expand?
Los Angeles's thirst for growth and thirst for water has not abated since the early 20th century, and so the aqueduct is followed in fairly short order by the Metropolitan Water District creation in the late 20s and then the state water projects later. So the thirst of Southern California increases, and as that thirst has increased, the snow melt in the Sierras for the aqueduct and in the Rockies for the Colorado River, that snow melt has gone down because of global warming and changes in climate. And so what were once thought to be fairly reliable sources of water have proven perhaps otherwise. Thus, Los Angeles is going to have to continue what has become a fairly ambitious preservation ethos. It just needs to continue.
Okay. And 10 years down the line, what do you think will have to happen in order to keep up with our thirst needs?
10 years down the line, Los Angeles will have to use more recycled water. Los Angeles will have to use far less water in terms of gardens or very thirsty plants like grass, and move more ambitiously towards drought-tolerant and succulent plantings. And that can represent huge savings. And then, of course, the other big issue is how much water will California agriculture be continued to be allowed to utilize in perhaps not the most preservation-minded ways in terms of either the crops that are grown or the runoff created by certain kind of irrigation practices. So those will pertain very, very significantly to the health and future of the greater metropolitan area of Southern California, too.
Okay, and are there any misconceptions about the history of the aqueduct?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of people of a certain generation point to the movie Chinatown as a kind of keystone historical text, and they utilize Chinatown as a history lesson about the aqueduct. And Chinatown's a lot of things, including a very, very brilliant movie, but it's not a historical document or a historical text. So some of the intrigue, mystery, conspiracy, and nefarious deeds of Chinatown have stood in for history, where in fact what Chinatown is a great way to open up the topic and then get a bunch of academic and historical work on the table as well and put it all together. And through all that, you probably get closer to the truth.
Okay, and 100 years later, has much changed? Is water still a powerful political tool here in Los Angeles?
Water's every bit as much a powerful political tool as it was in 1913, and probably more so. And we are beholden to our water projects, which are astonishingly sophisticated and really marvels of modern technology. But there's only so much water, and we're not making any more of it, other than maybe desalinization efforts, which are really expensive. And so the importance of water is every single day more and more.
That was Bill Deverell, professor of history at USC, talking to us about the 100th anniversary of the LA Aqueduct.